But then the mills, and just to talk yes. about your time there, what were you doing exactly?
I was a turbine operator.
Can you explain what that is?
Well, it was the turbine was generated electricity, and then there was pumps coming off of that, and they needed steam for to dry the paper, and the turbine start up and it pumped water down. Well, it was steam, and then it went into the cylinders.
Was it your job then to control that steam? Was that the idea, or?
Well, it was at the one speed all the time, like, you know, unless something happened.
Okay, so you were manning it, just?
Oh yeah, well, you had to watch it, and
yeah,
you had to go around every hour and make sure that all the bearings were in the right temperature, like, you know, and. It was very important that the oil, like, you had to watch the oil that it didn't go low.
Yeah.
And if it did, you'd have to put some oil into the turbine.
And who was the your boss there at the time?
Well, there was engineers there, like, you know, and they were the real bosses for the turbines, like, you know. And then there was Hugh Huddle. He was on my shift, and he was over all the
shift from
paper make the make sure that the paper was made properly.
Yeah. Shift
yeah.
foreman.
Oh, shift foreman, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, there was three of them, yeah. Four of them. Yeah. Tommy King was, he was foreman over the engine, over the fitters, like, you know. Over the,
yeah.
And he was great. And doing the job on the chimney, and He seen something, and he shouted up to them. So they said, "Well, if you're seeing something, come up and have a look, show us." He did, he went up to the top of the ladder.
Oh, this man, he went all the way to the top.
Yeah.
Big man, yeah.
He was a great man.
Yeah.
And that was a very high chimney, wasn't it?
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Well, there was two chimneys there, but they took one away. But there was one, the big one was left. But that's what they were doing. I think it was a lieutenant conductor on it, like, you know. And but Tommy was...
He got involved in everything, did he?
He was a lovely man, yeah.
Where were you living at the time?
I was living up in on the Nice Road, St. Bridget's Cottages, they used to call it.
Oh, yeah, they were
labourers' cottages.
Yeah.
And the M50, you can get onto the M50 from it now, as most of it is taken in, like, you know.
Of course, and all those cottages are gone now.
No, they're there still. But they're nearer the road.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And were they employees' cottages? Did they belong to Clondalkin Paper Mills?
No. The council.
Oh, they were council cottages?
Council cottages. Yeah.
Oh, and did you actually walk to work from there or bike it?
Oh, bike it. Everywhere was bike, and if you hadn't got a bike, you get a crossbar.
And they, I suppose there was very few cars on the road in those days.
There was very few, very, very few. Yeah, they, you wouldn't, the buses were, there's a lot of buses now, private buses, like, you know.
Was there?
There was a Magnet, and that blew up down at St. Bridget's Colleges. And there's a lot of people very badly hurt, and the whole side blew out of it and threw the passengers out into the...
Why did that happen?
Well, I don't really know, but there used to be terrible accidents on that road. There was a poor man there, and he was driving a couple of cows home from the market. And that's the way they used to do at that time. Bring them, walk them on the road, and it was pretty dark at the time, and the bus was coming down, and the busman wasn't seeing them, but the man run out for the get the cow over there, and he left his whole head far out there in the radiator of the bus. Oh, the poor man, yeah. I always remember that.
That's dreadful. And so, but that's the way it was. They used
to walk
the cattle into Dublin.
Oh, yeah.
And
that was all done by breweries, like, you know.
Yeah. And St. Bridget's Cottages then were... I suppose plenty of children in a sense.
Oh, that
there were big families.
That's right.
Were there many in your family?
Yeah, there was 10.
My goodness, yeah.
Some of them worked in the mill.
Yeah, and I must ask you about your siblings working in the mill too, but what was your mother's name?
Mooney. Julia Mooney.
And where was she from?
She was from Robin Hood.
And so she reared 10 of you. She reared 10 children.
Yeah. My mother.
Your mother.
Yeah, yeah. But that wasn't in Robin Hood. It was her mother lived in Robin Hood.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. My mother lived in St. Bridget's Colleges, number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, tell me about the atmosphere in the workplace. Inside in the mills. I mean, did you all get on very well?
Yeah, most of the fellas were great, you know. But I get the odd one, like, you know.
You get the odd old fight,
But there were, most of them were grand men, you know, lovely men, yeah. Yeah.
But what would cause these arguments or these fights that would go on?
Maybe football or something, you know. They'd be talking about a man. You must be joking. Sure, he was useless, you know. Maybe have a go at one another, you know.
Yeah. And
it was good.
There was very little going on outside of the games, and because, you know, you didn't have television and you didn't have radio.
No, we had the walls, and there was only batteries, you know. There was no electricity that time. We used to have the gas, and we used to have it up on the wall, and with a little mantle, like, you know.
Yeah.
And that was all, and part of an oil lamps.
I suppose the other entertainment would have been the picture house here as well. But what kind of pictures were showing?
Oh, they were great. And they used to have a comic picture on first, the Three Stooges, you know,
The Three Stooges.
Three Stooges, yeah.
Cartoons. The cartoons. Tom and Jerry.
Yeah. Tom and Jerry, yeah. Cartoons.
And then the big film
beyond. And then the big film would start. And the Cowboys pictures were great at that time. I remember Paddy Delaney's father. He was in the pictures. No, the crowd in the pictures. And these Cowboys came up on a hill, like, you know. And this Cowboy said, "It was that tough-looking Amory down there with Delaney?" And everyone in the cinema said, "Shouting, Brains!" Sonny Nolan.
Yeah, that was Brains. Nickname.
And the village itself. So here, I mean, as you say, it was very small in comparison to today, and the shops and the local people. Did they all support the local shops, or did they take the bus into Dublin to do the shopping?
They used to take the bus. The old people, I remember, they used to wear shawls, like, you know, and they get down to Inchico by a bus, like, you know, and then they get the trams were running that time, but only from Inchico into town.
Yeah,
and all the women would be going for meat, and they used to get into the tram and down to Thomas Street, and then they all took their drink that time. All the women, the old women, and they used to Ellen Sherry. She used to smoke a pipe. But that was it at that time. And then the trams were taken off, or the buses came on.
That's interesting, isn't it? The way they used to travel, and but you remember them with the shawls and that.
Oh yeah, and the bonnets. Yeah, some of them women that were great. They were great for looking after sick people and that, you know. So really good.
Oh, so these were the, say, sick
the
people,
grannies.
The grannies of yesterday.
That's right.
There was no such thing as an old folks home or anything like that.
Oh, there was, yeah.
Oh, was there?
Yeah. In James's Hospital. And they used to call it the Spike. I don't know what. But most of the people would be put in there into James's Hospital. But it's not happening now, like, you know. But that time it did. It was poor people got just dumped in and just left there.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's what they called it, the Spike, is it?
The Spike, yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. The Spike.
Did you know anybody who was put in there?
Not really, you know. I just heard them talking about it, like, you know.
Yeah.
But I remember the Spike, though, like, you know. And during the war now, we had black bread, and we had no tea, all the old shell cocoa and there was stuff in a bottle, I forget the name, but
cod for oil, or
no, it wasn't oil, it was like the cocoa, like, you know, only
Bovril, was it?
No, well, there was Bovril too, but
yeah,
but this thing, and it was better than it was nicer than the shell cocoa. They used to boil the shell cocoa, they'd be big nuts, you know, and they'd be boiling and boiling, and the smell, oh my God. But it's either drink that or die. there was nothing else. And then I often went down to Thomas Street to see where to get a bit of tea. And Kitty the Fish, did you know Kitty the Fish?
I heard her name, yeah.
Yeah. She used to come out with a three-wheel basket thing, and she used to be selling fish. I think Dublin Bay Herons, and but she said, like, come down and I'll see, will I get you a bit? So I did, I went down and I got a good bit of, maybe a half a bag of, it was tea, like, you know, loose, it wasn't in it wasn't wrapped, it wasn't tea bags. There was no tea bags that time.
But the fish lady, what kind of fish was she selling?
Selling herdens, mostly herdens, whiting and mackerel.
Oh, was there any shellfish being sold, like cockles or?
No, I never seen anything
prawns
like that.
Or anything like that?
No, I never seen anything like that, no. No, it was...
But all during that time, the emergency, the factory was flying, or the mills was flying.
Oh, flying.
It was doing very well.
Yeah. Yeah, but, it was flying all right. But then it stopped. A new man came in, what was his name?
Henry Lund,
yeah. I don't think he wanted Mr. Cusick at all, like, you know. But he got his own way in the end, anyway, and the mill shut. But then it started up again, but it didn't last very long.